Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is warm with clear skies. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying a mild night, while Haifa feels a slight coastal breeze. Perfect for a late night walk if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah fired a rocket salvo at northern Israel earlier this hour, just before a ceasefire was extended. Also, according to Ynet, the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula as Israel awaits a U.S. green light to strike Iran. Also this hour, Axios reveals that the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire has been extended by 3 weeks, as Trump comments on the situation. Separately, Maariv highlights Al Jazeera's new campaign, accusing IDF soldiers of using dogs to assault Palestinian detainees. And finally, Forward discusses the de facto annexation of the West Bank, warning it could lead to disaster amid ongoing extremist attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy, posting just minutes ago, questioned the experience of President Donald Trump's advisors during the conflict. Middle East underscore 24 reported earlier today that the individual who attacked Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi in Berlin is linked to an IRGC official. Iacobi pointed out that Hezbollah's recent rocket launch at Israel violates the ceasefire, yet Israel faces blame. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's rocket attack, Times of Israel notes this is the first such incident since the truce began. The attack occurred just as Israeli and Lebanese envoys were meeting in Washington. This escalation raises concerns about the truce's fragility and potential for further conflict. Turning to the IDF's tunnel discovery, Ynet reports the tunnel was found beneath a Metula clothing store, a known Hezbollah tactic. Israel waits for a U.S. decision on a potential strike against Iran. This discovery underscores ongoing tensions and the complexities of regional security. Meanwhile, Axios reports the ceasefire extension between Israel and Lebanon. This development comes amid claims from Iran that Israeli actions in Lebanon breach the truce. The extension aims to maintain calm, but the volatile situation remains precarious. On the diplomatic front, Al Jazeera's campaign accusing the IDF of assaulting Palestinians has sparked controversy. Maariv describes these allegations as fabricated. This highlights the ongoing media battles and their impact on public perception in the region. And finally, Forward's analysis of the West Bank situation suggests an alarming trend towards annexation. The report warns of increasing attacks by Jewish extremists, contributing to instability. This development could have serious implications for peace efforts. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports Bank Leumi leads the investment rankings among institutional investors in Israel, with banks dominating the market. Separately, Maariv Business discusses why current medications for heartburn are insufficient, stressing the need for comprehensive solutions. And finally, CTech highlights Israel's unique position in defense tech innovation, celebrating 78 years of independence with ongoing advancements under fire. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.